Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Those are the fingers of Mark Knopfler, the lead of the Amazing Riz Amazes. No, I'm not. That's all right. Dire Straits. That's Dire Straits. The Amazing Riz Amazes is a pretty cool group, too, but that's Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler, great guitarist. Welcome back. 23. You just can't go through life without some of these fun facts, folks. You need them. Anyway, it's good to have you on the show with me. Thank you for being here. It's just you and me. I'm continuing to talk just to you, just the two of us. And I want to talk about something that I've been discussing with you now for some time. Not as long as I've been on the air, because this hasn't been around that long. Not really. Well, in a way, I guess it has. Back in 97, 98, I was talking about mobile, but we call them cell phones. And back in those days, back in 97, 98, 99, if you were getting email in your pocket and you also had a phone in your pocket, you had two devices. Remember the BlackBerries? I remember BlackBerries that in 99, 2000, the BlackBerry was a phone, but it was also an email device, but it wasn't the same machine. It was two different devices. You had an email device and a phone device. And if you remember back in those days, I said, if you want to watch technological convergence, because we were talking a lot about that back in those days, technological convergence, where things, and now we have the Internet of Things, right? That's like the ultimate. But I was telling you, watch for these things to start coming together and joining. Another example of technological convergence is your automobile. A lot of different technology converging on that these days. But I said, watch if you want to see a technological convergence in front of your very eyes, watch it happen in front of your eyes. Watch the mobile computing world. And that came to pass, my friends, because very soon after that, BlackBerry created one device for your phone and your email, right? Remember how big a deal that was? I had BlackBerries for years. And then the iPhone came out. Of course, then Google had theirs and the Droid software and all that sort of thing. And so then we started calling them smartphones, right? Then we started thinking about mobile computing, not just getting a call and getting email, but actually using with apps, right? Applications. That changed everything, right? And this, again, technology converges right in front of your eyes. So I started saying this, and I wrote a whole chapter about this in my book, that your past mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. And so we've been polling you for about this now for a while. And so we ask you again this year, our recent poll in our newsletter about this. We said, not counting phone calls, how much do you rely on a smartphone for texting, email, music, social media, books, etc.? Here's what you said. 25% said it's my primary device all day, every day. 1/4 of you. 17 said, I use it increasingly for more tasks. 17% are increasing adopters. Half of you said it supplements my PC when I'm out of the office. Now, I could hit that one too. I guess that would probably be more where I would be in that category. I use it more and more in the office though too. And then 8% said zero. I do not own a smartphone. 8%. I hope those people are not business owners. I hope that's just some of our poll respondents who may or may not be. I'd hate to think you're a small business owner and you don't have a smartphone. So let's talk about this. We thought it would be interesting to find out how people are using these phones today compared to 4 years ago when we asked you the same question. And as you can imagine, the use has changed. So those who use a smartphone as the primary device doubled. That 25%, that's double what you said 4 years ago. And those who are increasingly used it went up slightly. Those who are PC supplementers like me dropped by 10%, no doubt now registering in the primary device group. And those who still don't own a smartphone were cut in half. So that's good news, right? Because as I've said for a long time now, any small business owner who doesn't own a smartphone doesn't know what their customers' expectations are. And that business is in danger. If you're a business owner and you don't have a smartphone, you have no idea what the world is doing with mobile computing. You cannot prepare to make adjustments to customer expectations, which are increasingly about mobile computing. Increasingly. Remember what I said? None of your past was about mobile computing, but mobile computing will dominate your future. And this is so important, folks. And so those of you who are using mobile more and more in your world, good for you. My phone is still a tool for me. I still use it like a tool. But you know what? I read newspapers on it. I don't get print newspapers anymore. I read my newspapers on it. I like that part of it. So remember, folks, this is what your customers are expecting of you. Your company has to present a mobile option to your customers, and you need to be adopting that yourself. I got to go for this out for just a half a minute. Take a quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.